another hand. Gotta support them. You gotta support them. Amen. And they have to see you support them. Amen. They got to know that what they do matter. Amen. Well, here we are again. An unworthy lump of clay. In Jesus' hands. Nothing great about me. I'm just being used as a vessel. Amen. Probably going to say some things you heard before. But that's all right. God's word never grows old. Amen. I like to say, welcome to our guests. You could have been anywhere else today, but you were in Berean, so we appreciate that. And we pray that God would disappoint you not. We pray that he would reveal himself to you so that you might know him better. And I'd like to say thanks, God, for giving the Wilson family traveling mercies through the air, over the highway, because anything could have happened. But under these circumstances, we want to thank God for giving them traveling mercies. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to stand before your people. Lord God, I ask that as they look at me, I pray, Father, that they would see Jesus. Father God, as they listen to the words that I utter, I pray that they would hear the Holy Spirit. And once again, Lord God, through this message, reveal yourself to your people today, that they might know you and love you better. Amen and amen. If you would, please, would you stand and as I read and you're listening to Matthew, as we read today's scripture, Matthew 28, 1 through 10. Matthew 28, 1 through 10. My reading, your hearing. Matthew 28, 1 through 10. And the word of the Lord says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy and did run to bring his disciples word. Remember that, run. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them. Remember that, they ran and Jesus met them. And he's saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Verse 10. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go, tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. Amen. Yeah, you may be seated. If I may put a title on this message today, it would be good news in troubled times. Good news in troubled times. Have you heard any good news lately? Is your 401k less now than it was 2 years ago? Have you kind of wondered why it's not a shock to see two men and two women getting married? Why in 2016 cops feel that they have the right to shoot young black men in the front or in the back and get a paid vacation? We listen to the news not to see if someone got killed today, but how many got killed today. I say again, have you heard any good news lately? We're living in troubled times. That's really an understatement. You see, but it's a true statement. Oh, but I would be making a serious mistake to say that 2016 troubled times are worse than we have seen as a people or as we as a people have experienced. See, it's all over. Terrorists actually find gratification in strapping on a bomb and blowing up innocent people. Or even as late as the other day, take a truck and plow it into innocent people. Troubled times never die. They just take an occasional nap. But I came to serve notice on the devil. Oh, Slewfoot, Lucifer, that there's good news in troubled times. That good news is Jesus is not dead, and he does not take naps. Hear that, enemy? Good news, bad news. Now, this is just my analogy, because y'all may not like what I like. Here's a way you can distinguish good news and bad news. If anybody know anything about potlucks at Berea, you've heard of raspberry bread pudding. This brother on the front row right here for you, all of you that don't know, Elder Landry. This man knows his way around the kitchen. So imagine this, and this is my imagination. I got a bowl of raspberry bread pudding with ice cream on top. Right beside it, I have some shriveled up boiled Brussels sprouts. Now, the good news brings mouth-watering anticipation to my stomach that something good is about to happen. And after it's consumed, I'm going to be left with happiness and fulfillment in my stomach. That's good news. So that shows how good news makes you feel. But then again, there's bad news. It's like forcing some kind of joy and pleasure in consuming the Brussels sprouts. I force myself to eat them. Now I feel with something I don't like. That's how bad news makes you feel. Bread pudding and ice cream. Brussels sprouts. Bad news. Good news. That's just me. See, good news is sweet to the palate. See, if you were to ask an optimist and a pessimist the same question, what's good news? You'd probably get opposite answers. If you were to ask a Christian and an atheist the same question, you would get different or opposite answers. If there were ever troubled times for the followers of Jesus, it was during and after Jesus' crucifixion. Before, during, and after Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus' family, Jesus' friends, the disciples, and other followers were distraught at the events that led up to his subsequent crucifixion. They were troubled. Why did he allow this thing to happen to himself? This is Jesus. Surely, if he was the Son of God, he could have summoned angels or used his divinity to save himself. The people were troubled. Mark 8:28 says, picture this. Jesus was walking with his disciples one day, and he asked them, who do people say that I am? They said, well, Jesus, some say you're John the Baptist. Others say you're Elijah. And some even say that you're a prophet. Well, in Mark 8:29, Jesus says, but, okay, what do you say? He asked them, I know what you're saying, these other people, but what do you say? You know, you've been hanging out with me. What do you say? Who do you say that I am. Now, here's the good news. You know old Peter. Peter answered, but you're the Messiah. You're the Messiah. So bad news, good news. Mark 8:31, Jesus predicts his death. Now, this is some bad news. But he wants them to know what's about to come upon them. Jesus predicts his death. That's bad news to the palate for his disciples. And then Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must, and I underline must, I highlighted must. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. Anybody ever been rejected by those who you thought were Christians? And been talked about by those who you thought were Christians? Been maligned by those who you thought were Christians? These were the people that supposed to have known the word, supposed to have been producers or doers of the word. He was going to be persecuted by these people. Now, to me, that sounds like troubled times on the horizon. But there's the good news. Jesus says, and after 3 days, you're going to rise again. Verse 32 says, he spoke this plainly. There's no mistake about it. I'm going to rise in 3 days. Now, that should have just softened that bad news that they had just heard a statement before. That should have just nullified that. I'm going to be crucified, but I'm going to be raised again in 3 days. He was very specific about when it would happen. Don't you think that should have walled up some good news in their bellies? In this message today, not going to be long, I just want to bring out three points. I just want to highlight 3 points, and it's regarding how you function during troubled times, because there is troubled times. All you got to do is live. You don't have to look for at all. So if we're going to be in these troubled times and you are part of the troubled times, you need to know some things about the troubled times that you're in. Amen. 3 points. First point, you need to look for Jesus while you're in your troubled times. Watch the enemy. The enemy wants you to be all caught up in yourself, all sorry for yourself. I'm in troubled times. It's the worst thing that could happen to me. But he doesn't want you. He wants you to do whatever you have to do under your own strength. But you got a slight edge on him. You know some stuff. He knows it too, but he doesn't want you to know it, or he doesn't want you to acknowledge that you know it. In your troubled times, you need to look for Jesus, because Jesus is in your troubled times. I'm going to let you know that today. Second point, you need to follow Bible instruction during your troubled times. See, God has something to say about your troubled times. He didn't say that there would not be troubled times or pestilence or strife, but I have some instruction for you how to function while you're in your troubled time. Is that hope? Is that hope? Third point, Jesus will, and I underline will, I highlight will. I put it in bold letters. Jesus will reveal himself to you in your troubled times. See, he's just good like that. Point one, look to Jesus while you're in your troubled times. You, me, someone we know is going through troubled times as we speak. Some of y'all in here going through some troubled times right now. A relative lost their job and has been unable to find another job for months. Anybody know anybody like that? Trouble times. A relative is going through a bitter divorce. Anybody know anybody like that? A friend has been forced into bankruptcy because of medical bills. Trouble times. A friend is struggling with the side effects of chemo. Trouble times. A family is overwhelmed with grief due to the loss of a family member. Wilsons, we got you. Trouble times. A friend struggles with alcohol or drug abuse. A son or daughter just came out of the closet and admitted that they were gay. Trouble times. The list goes on and on and on. If unchecked, trouble times will steal your joy. They'll have you walking around with a, like you've just been sucking on a dozen lemons. See, trouble times will steal your praise. You'll come to church. You won't raise your hand. You won't say amen because you're sitting there and the word is going out and you're not receiving the word because all you see is your trouble times. Trouble times will steal your peace if unchecked. Trouble times will steal your praise. You don't even want to sing today's hymn. You don't want to say amen. The devil's got a weight on his shoulders. You don't want to stand. You don't want to raise a hand and praise God. Trouble times will steal your praise. And trouble times will also hinder your worship. You wake up, you don't even want to come to church. If unchecked, trouble times will bring on anxiety. In my field of work, I work with people that are diagnosed with anxiety. And then they might have depression on top of that. You see, trouble times will bring on depression. It'll bring on seclusion. You want to keep the windows closed. You don't even want to accept visitors anymore. You look at the phone and you know how some people, if they don't recognize, they don't answer, but you might recognize that nobody not answer. You just don't want to be around nobody. You don't want to talk to nobody. You don't want to go nowhere. Trouble times, unchecked. Everybody here can identify with some of that. Now, when trouble times pop up, because trust me, they will, go ahead and look at them. You got permission. Look at your trouble times, but then do something else. Look in your trouble times. You see, look for the one who allowed them in the first place. Nothing happens to you unless the Lord allows. You got trouble times? Well, the Lord allowed it. So look in your trouble times and look for him who allowed the trouble times. Look for the one who is in control of your trouble times. Yeah, if he allowed it to come, because he allowed it to come. Yeah, so he's in trouble. If it was his will, you wouldn't have to have any kind of trouble times, but he allowed it to come. And look for the one who can end them today, tomorrow, next week, next month, or get this, he may not end them at all. Trouble times. Look for Jesus in your trouble times. In today's scripture, remember Matthew 28, it says, after the Sabbath at dawn, he had come near the first of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. I found that kind of bewildering. They went to look at the tomb. All right, there was an earthquake, and an angel from heaven rolled back the stone and blocked the entrance. How many of you know that it takes more than a stone to keep Jesus in a tomb? The guards thought they were doing something. If it was his will, Jesus could have walked through the stone, I have you to know. So there was an earthquake, and the angel of the Lord rolled back the stone and blocked the entrance. The guards shook with fear and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid." You know, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they were in troubled times. Their Savior had been crucified a couple days, 3 days before. So he says, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus." In your troubled times, remember I told you, you got to go look for him. Look in your troubled times for Jesus. He was crucified, but here's the good news. He is risen. Now, when I put that together, if you're in the tomb and you're dead and you're not in the tomb, that means you must be alive. He is risen. And matter of fact, he says, here's proof. Come a little closer. Look and see where he lay. Not present time laying, where he laid or where he was, but he's not here anymore. So see, that's why in your troubled times, you need to look for Jesus. And you look for him in your troubled times. The Marys found comfort in wanting to be near where Jesus was even if he was dead. But when they came looking for him, they found good news in their troubled times. Jesus was risen. Can you imagine if you had been one of those Marys? Our Savior, the one who had walked with us, the one that we just thought that it was over. Jesus, the one who we look for, he is risen. Just like that bread pudding brought up happiness in my stomach. That was good news to the Marys. Jesus is risen. That's good news. Now, in your troubled times, look for Jesus to reveal what he wants you to know. See, Jesus could be using your troubled time as a school lesson. And nothing, God doesn't just allow anything to happen. So you ask, what does God want me to know at my troubled time? Well, could he possibly want you to know 1 Peter 5:7, that in your troubled times you can cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Isn't that good news? Isn't that a nice thing to know, that while you're going through your troubled times, Jesus says, my shoulders are big. You know, I don't care how big you put your cast your cares on me. Could it be that he possibly wants you to know Isaiah 41:10? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of righteousness. Don't be scared while you're in your troubled times. Could it be possibly that he wants you to know Psalms 46:1? God is our safe place and our strength. He is always a help when we are in trouble. When you are in trouble, the word says, see, that's why the enemy doesn't want you to know the word. I don't care how weak you are. God says, strength. You can gain strength while in your troubled times through him. Or could it be, I'm not going to give y'all too much of this stuff, but I just have to give you a couple more, one more. Could it possibly be that he wants you to know Psalms 23:4? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. How much worse can it be when you're in the valley of the shadow of death? Like it's about to be over. It's about to be a climax. It's about to be the end. Could it be that he wants you to know that he walks with you in the valley of the shadow of death? Because he says, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's what David said. No, if I know that he's walking with me, I ain't scared. I'm scared of nothing. Point two. When you're in your troubled times, follow God's instruction during your troubled times. You see, after the Marys came and looked at the tomb, they were given instruction by the angel. Matthew 28:7 says, the angel instructed the Marys. He said, go quickly. Go quickly. Don't be just hop-skipping along. He says, this is urgent. Yeah, go quickly. Instruction, specific instruction. He says, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Well, who's the he? Jesus. He said, go give them this specific instruction. And then he says, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. In verse 8, he says, and they departed quickly. He says, go quickly. You see how they followed the instruction? He says that they went quickly. They went quickly, or they departed quickly from the sepulcher. And fear and joy. That's a mixed emotion. Have you ever been happy and sad at the same time? There was fear, but now there's joy. See, and he says, and they did run to bring the disciples word. That tells me right there that they followed the instruction. That's right. You can have mixed emotions during troubled times. And when God speaks to you in troubled times, be obedient. You want things to work out? All you got to do is be obedient. If you go looking in the word for instruction, you find instruction, it behooves you to be obedient. He said, Follow the instructions and don't allow fear to be the hindrance from the work. Some people use their troubled times as an excuse to shut down. Yeah, it's on me so bad that God won't mind if I just take a break. No. Doesn't work like that. He says, follow the instruction and don't use it or your troubled times as an excuse. If fear is a hindrance, know this, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us the spirit of fear. So that fear you got ain't from God. It ain't from God. He gave us a spirit of power and of love and of good mind. I'm almost over. Point three. Jesus will, underline, bold, highlighted. Jesus will reveal himself to you in troubled times. Matthew 28:9 is right there. He says, and as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them. Look at it. They went looking for Jesus at the sepulcher. Angel gave them instruction where to go find him. The Bible says that they departed quickly. And look who they came across. Jesus. He says, all hail. And I ain't talking about all H-E-L-L. It's like, hello, I'm here. All hail. And they came and held him by his feet and worshiped him. Verse 10, then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Yeah, this is me. Yeah, you remember the one who hung on the cross? The one who they put in the tomb and thought they could keep there? Now, this is the real deal right here. This is me. Yeah, can you imagine the good news? This is our Jesus. Don't be afraid. Go tell your brethren that they go into Galilee and there they shall see me. Anybody ever had Jesus to meet you in troubled times? All the hands just went up. I know I have. Jesus, I told y'all my testimony. Jesus met me in a motorcycle accident. Should have been dead. Got up, walked away. And Jesus met me when this tree hit me head on. Yeah, tree hit me. Should have been dead. Should have gone through the windshield, but I'm still here. Look, Jesus is just like that. He says, how many know that in your troubled times, like sometimes your husband can meet you, your wife can meet you, friends can meet you, the pastor, elder, deacons, or deaconess can meet you in your troubled times? But it's not until Jesus shows up and restore your joy, restore your peace, and restore your comfort that you can know that he's in your corner. Sometimes you feel so overwhelmed with your troubled times. You see, Jesus showed up for some people in troubled times. Remember the woman with the issue of blood for 18 years? Remember the man possessed of demons? Yeah, Jesus shows up. Remember the woman caught in adultery? You're not getting weary. Shall I go on? Remember blind Bartimaeus. Remember the paralytic man who was lowered down through a man's roof? Remember the centurion servant. Remember the man's tongue he loosed who couldn't speak. Remember he opened the eyes of a man born blind. Shall I go on? I got a couple more. Remember, he raised the ruler's daughter from the dead. Remember, he healed an invalid man at the pool of Bethesda, a pool called Bethesda. Remember, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Get this last one. Remember, he raised himself from the dead. It's good news. Good news. It's good news that sustains you when you're in your troubled times. It's good news to know that God sees you in your troubled times. He sees you, he sees me, he sees everybody in their troubled times. Psalms 91:4-6 says, he will cover you with his wings. I'm a country boy, we used to have chickens. most of y'all from the city, y'all know about this. But we had chickens, and the baby chickens, some people say baby chicks. That's kind of cute. But we call them biddies, baby chick. And when she had baby chicks, they're milling around in the yard, and if there's any kind of fear, where did the baby chicks go? They ran under the wings of the mother. She opened up enough, and they would just run under her wings for protection. See, Psalms 91, 4 through 6 says, he will cover you with his wings. Now, don't ask me what size they are, but if he says he can do it, I think he can cover the whole world. He can get a whole bunch of biddies under them wings. He is faithful like a safe covering and a strong wall. You will not be afraid of trouble at night. Yeah, see, there's protection under his wings in your troubled time. Or of an arrow that flies by day. You will not be afraid of the sickness that walks in darkness or of the trouble that destroys at noon. You see, Jesus will reveal himself to you in troubled time. There's nothing like good news. And when you hear it, or when you're in your troubled times, you need to be obedient. Anybody ever remember, now I know we Adventists, we don't like to make a lot of noise up in church and get all belligerent and like that. But I remember my mama. You know, little boys, they're just mischievous. So I'm, you know, kind of, I'm from a small town, and I remember a time I maybe been standing in the doorway with the door open and talking to a friend or something, and she didn't say it softly. Jerry, close the door. Close that door, boy, for some flies get up in here. Y'all, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, she didn't care about how grammatically correct she was. She didn't care about if the neighbor heard it. She didn't care if it hurt your feelings. But what she did was she voiced it out loud. Close that door, boy, for them flies get up in here. Can I get y'all to do something for me? And I know that you've probably never been asked to do this before. But can y'all do this with me? And I know some of y'all definitely know how to shout. I'm not going to ask you to do anything that would reveal speaking in tongues. I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to ask you to say something with me, and I want you to say it like you believe. I want you to say it like you believe. I want you to say, I got good news. And then he is risen. Now let's put it together. I got good news and he is risen. Okay. All right, now I want you to say it like you want the people over on 10 to hear it. There ain't no shame, it's just us. We ain't gonna tell nobody y'all was hollering up in here. Okay. On three. One, two, three. I got good news. He is risen. Did that sound good? See, that's how you got to go out and proclaim God's word. You can't be shamed or hollering. You can't be how ugly you look. You got to go out and say, I got good news, and he is risen. That's the antidote for all of your troubled times. That's the antidote. You see, troubled times we will have until Jesus comes back. Point one, look for Jesus while you're in your troubled times. Point two, follow Bible instruction during troubled times. Point three, Jesus will reveal himself to you in your troubled times. Good news. I got good news. I got good news. Good news. I don't know what you're going through. Don't know about your troubled times, but I got good news. Jesus sees you in your troubled times. He knows everything that's going on about you right now, tomorrow, next week. The enemy tries to sow seeds of doubt. You know, you don't deserve it. You don't know why it's happening to you. But God sees you. And if he sees you, that's a big statement. Because he's well aware of everything that's going on. If you didn't cause it, may not be your fault. You may just be a victim. But there's something in your troubled times for you. Is he trying to reveal something in you, to you? Is he trying to fashion you and remake you? Is he trying to increase your stability? Is he trying to increase your relationship with him? Is he trying to increase your dependence on him? He doesn't need anything we got, but he loves to have our worship and our praise. Is he trying to do something about that? Is he trying to tweak you some? You know, he's trying to get you to go, how do you say in Star Trek, go somewhere where no man has gone before? Is he trying to get you to do that? All eyes are closed, heads bowed. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to know that we're going to have good news, we're going to have bad news. We're in troubled times, Lord. I don't care. You can't turn the TV on without hearing and seeing the shape that this world is in, Lord. Father God, we already know about the time of trouble. Excuse me, that's about to come up on us. But Lord, we're in trouble right now. And sometimes we just feel so helpless, Lord. We feel like we just want to throw in the towel, just give up. But Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the word. We thank you for your son who did what he did on the cross. And even the grave couldn't hold it. That tells us right now that he's not just hanging out in heaven, Lord. He's interceding for us. In our troubled times, Lord, when we pray, yeah, Jesus hears those prayers. Where they might be lacking, where an I should have been dotted, a T should have been crossed. He takes care of all of that. He presents it to the Father on our behalf in our troubled times. Now, it's up to God, and we have no control of this, how he wants to deal with our problem in our troubled times. But just give us the security to know that he's going to do what's best, how he wants to do it, when he wants to do it. And if he chooses to bring us out, that's good news. But if he chooses not to bring us out, it's still not over yet. You see, a lot of things we don't understand on this side. But Lord God, when you come back through the clouds and things are going to reveal to you, because we're going to hang out with you for 1,000 years, And some stuff is going to be revealed to us that we didn't know why we went through this. But we came out on the other end a better person. Father God, you got some people in here right now. They're going through something, Lord. And maybe they just don't have a church home. But Father God, because of what they heard here today, Berean is a place that any and everybody is welcome. If there's someone just want to raise a hand and say, I want to become a part of this congregation today, because they teach and they've given me some assurance that God sees and he knows my problem. If that's you, raise your hand. But then again, that might be some of us seasoned Christians, because nobody is exempt from troubled times. Christians, non-Christians, atheists, everybody goes through some troubled times. But for God's children, when we go through troubled times, sometimes, Lord, we just fallible human beings. We make mistakes. We fall. We get up. But Father God, there may be somebody that just want to stand and meet me at the front. I'm talking about the seasoned Christian now. Somebody that just want to publicly say, I'm going through some troubled times. Ain't no shame in it. Now, if you worry about what somebody's saying, trying to figure out what your trauma times is, well, just let them. But that ain't what this appeal is about. This appeal is about moving out of your seat, coming up here. Not that there's any righteousness up here, but you're saying that, Lord, I'm going through some troubled times, and I'm going to get Elder Landry to pray, that I just want to bring my troubled times. I'm praying, Lord, I want you to sustain me in my troubled times. You just want to meet me up front. Meet me up front. I want prayer. I want to be strengthened. I'm trying to find you in my troubled times. I'm willing to listen to your instruction. And Lord, reveal yourself to me that you might know me, that I might know you better. If that's your desire, meet us up here. If that's your desire. Troubled times. Gonna have them. They're here right now. Elder Landry.